go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say, joined by a woman that I've come to admire enormously over the years. There are few people who pack the gear, as they say in the military, more than our guest in this block. She is Rosemary Jenks. She is the Director of Government Relations for an organization, it is no exaggeration to say, is simply indispensable in Washington and, for that matter, in America. It is Numbers USA. It has brought millions of Americans into the public policy debate about immigration, and I think to no inconsiderable degree, if I can double negative there, Numbers and the work of Rosemary Jenks and her colleagues has really put this thorny problem of our borders and the control thereof and the people who've gotten here illegally in many cases and the people who are still here illegally, front and center where it belongs as a national security as well as public policy issue. Rosemary Jenks, on that score and so many others, we thank you. Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. Great to have you.
It's always great to be with you, Frank.
We are talking, understandably, in this program about Europe and what we saw in Brussels earlier in the day, a devastating attack, seemingly connected, it remains to be seen, but nonetheless seemingly at least connected to what's happening not just in Brussels and Belgium, but more broadly across the continent, a contributing factor to which, it seems indisputably, is the kind of demographic change that is taking place there with large numbers of Muslims not assimilating and bringing jihadist practices, traditions, values to that long-suffering continent. Give us, if you would, just sort of a sense from your perspective, Rosemary, knowing what you do about what's been going on with respect to what the Muslims call the Hijra, mass migration, colonization, invasion, whatever you want to call it, and what it teaches us about the kinds of challenges we're facing as well.
Well, I think, Frank, that we should be looking at Europe as our future unless we learn these lessons and change our policies. Because it is just common sense that if you have a huge disaffected population that is essentially alien to the culture, different religion, different beliefs, the jihadists among them looking for an entirely different system of law, Sharia, you're going to have clashes, and they're going to be civilizational clashes, not just, a neighborhood gang fight. So this is what we can look forward to if we continue our policy. And, it's refreshing to see that at least a couple of our presidential candidates are starting to recognize this and are starting to address it publicly, which is something that hasn't been done in the United States and, isn't being done to the proper degree in Europe, which is part of the problem.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to talk to you about next, is the degree to which this issue, specifically this issue of Muslim migration into the United States, the challenge of assuring that we're not importing more jihadists than we already have, which I think is a thorny problem, but also more broadly, the policies of open borders have featured very prominently in the campaign to date. There have been differences among the Republicans, to be sure, but they're generally of a mind compared to the differences with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Talk a little bit about the politics of all of this in the United States at the moment.
It's very interesting to me that essentially the Syrian refugee flow is what kicked off the discussion. Before the Syrian refugee flow, there were a few of us out in the wilderness saying, hey, wait a minute, something doesn't look right with this refugee picture. And it's not just refugees. There are other ways that immigrants come into the United States and are not necessarily assimilating and not compatible with the constitution, our form of government. But it was the Syrians that kicked it off, primarily because it is so obvious that we have no way to vet Syrians. But the problem with that is that we already have huge populations of, for example, Somali refugees who are not assimilating. They are, you know, high welfare users. Their unemployment rates are astronomical. And we know that we have jihadi recruitment in those communities. So it's not that it started with Syrians. It's that somehow the Syrian problem, I think because the numbers are so vast of Syrians outside Syria, really kicked it off.
With respect to policy, the Democratic frontrunner, Hillary Clinton, has seemingly indicated that she's going to allow basically people who've gotten here illegally to have the full benefits of, well, not just the welfare state, but also the opportunity to become citizens. Is that likely, based on your close study of all of these questions, Rosemary Jenks, and you're not only a practitioner par excellence, you're a Harvard-trained lawyer, you've been really schooled in these issues for decades. Is that not likely to prove, as in the past, a magnet for more folks? And it may not be Muslims in every case by any means, but more immigration of an illegal kind.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about that. And we have seen that for the last 8 years. This current administration, the Obama administration, is absolutely unwilling to stop anyone from entering the country illegally or to remove them once they do enter the country illegally. So, you know, we have this situation where essentially Democrats look at all the people around the world, the billions of them, as potential Democratic voters in the United States. So if they can get here, the Democrats will do whatever they can to make sure they can stay and eventually become citizens and vote, you know, well, whether or not they're citizens.
Yeah, maybe as soon as they can. Right.
Yeah.
Not when they become citizens.
And that it's a huge problem with a general viewpoint. If you look at folks from outside the country as Democratic voters, then your answer is bring them all in. And that cannot be the answer for the survival of our country.
It is somewhat striking that an awful lot of Republicans, and I think this in no small measure accounts for the Trump phenomenon, have abandoned the attitudes of a lot of their base by saying we want open borders too, perhaps for different reasons, but nonetheless similar policy alignment. So it's somewhat heartening that we've seen the leadership in the House Judiciary Committee take some steps with respect at least to this refugee issue. Talk a little bit about this this new bill.
Yeah, the House Judiciary Committee passed last week a bill that was introduced by Congressman Raul Labrador and Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte. And it deals exclusively with refugees. It addresses vetting issues. It puts a hard cap of 60,000 on the refugee flow, which is 25,000 lower than what Obama wants to bring in this year and lower than it has been for the last decade or so. So Congress would actually have to vote to change that limit instead of leaving the number in the hands of the president to do as he pleases with. It also says, and this is something that should have been in the law forever, that if you come as a refugee and you go home to visit your country of origin before the conditions there have changed, you lose your refugee status. So if you're
it kind of suggests
Somalia,
you're not
you
actually
visit,
a refugee, right? You're just a migrant, and thereby, you know, taking advantage of our system, not entitled to its benefits. Rosemary, there's so much more to talk about. I hope you'll come back to us again very soon and visit at greater length. It's always a delight to talk to you, and I appreciate, as I say, your great work at Numbers USA. That and your colleagues, keep it up, and do come back to us soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.